Gail McCoy of McConnell Street represented a group of about 40 citizens calling themselves Citizens Concerned About Safety in HOPA. McCoy told the commissioners last night during the regular meeting that the drug rehab facility that wants to build at the old Five Points Elementary School on School Street should not be allowed there. After a few minutes of questioning, the commissioner's solicitor, Mike Jones, told McCoy that it's up to the zoning hearing board to grant such a request, not the commissioners. Zoning and Code Enforcement Officer John Bates said no application has been received by the township to ask for a special exception to build at the site. The area is zoned R3 residential. Bates said resources for human development officials attended a public meeting held in the high school auditorium last week and made the public aware of their intentions. Angering residents. Residents told the commissioners of their concerns and that such a facility doesn't belong in their neighborhood. And they are concerned about safety where there are young children and the facility would lower property values. PennDOT upgraded and revised the traffic signal at the Five Points intersection, and the commissioner signed an agreement to operate and maintain the signal at last night's meeting. The road department erected a Welcome to Hopewell Township sign at the site. Commissioner Nick DiPietro congratulated John Bates for his work with FEMA, PEMA, and the county, and they were critiqued by the county for the work being done in the township. Bates reminded citizens to post their house numbers so they are visible in case of emergency. The numbers should be at least 4 inches. The township's annual Park Fest Community Day will be held Saturday, July 7th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the park. The event is hosted annually by the Township's Parks and Recreation Board. This is Sandy Giordano reporting for WBBP WMBA Beaver County.